Our goal for society that is secure, cohesive, and just. This goal focuses on the importance of a society that is safe, respects and protects the rights of all, operates with a sense of shared values, and offers justice and fair play for all. It also stresses the importance of developing institutions that serve us well and are accountable, and of a political system that is committed to managing our country for the good of all.
I have a vision of what we can be. Come with me. Come with me and you will see.
Some of our main challenges: need for reform and better training of the security forces, criminal networks, low levels of transparency and accountability in government, an inefficient justice system, inadequate facilities and equipment for the security forces and the justice system.
Security and safety.
By reducing the levels of crime in our society, we will enjoy a better quality of life and create more favorable conditions for investment and economic prosperity.
Our vision. By 2030, we will live in safe communities, have modern and effective ways of maintaining law and order, decrease the influence of criminal networks, and empower our families and communities to solve conflicts in positive ways. We will be free to conduct our daily lives and businesses in a secure environment and to enjoy social life without fear. Our society will have a modern and humane correctional services system. In this way, our people will be more productive and contribute positively to the growth and development of our communities, towns, and cities. Some of what we will do to achieve our goal: strengthen the capacity of communities to participate in creating a safe and secure society, free of garrisons and criminal gangs. Reform and modernize law enforcement agencies to reduce corruption and increase their efficiency and effectiveness. Improve security of our borders and territorial waters. Strengthen the capabilities of law enforcement agencies to fight crime. Improve the rehabilitation of those in custody and enhance their return to the society.
Effective governance.
Governance describes the way in which power and authority are shared within the country, how public decisions are taken, and how institutions work for the good of all. It requires the participation of government, the private sector, and citizens.
Our vision. In our Jamaica, public institutions will be efficient, effective, and accountable, delivering high-quality service. Our justice system will be fair and available to all. We will recognize the rights and responsibilities of all citizens while ensuring that safety, security, and the rule of law are promoted. We will uphold fairness and equality for men and women alike. Our citizens will be more trusting of each other and the public institutions that serve them. Civil society will be vibrant and play an important role in our country's development.
Civil society includes trade unions, educational institutions, churches, professional and business organizations and associations, service clubs, social and sports clubs, charities, NGOs, community groups, women's organizations, youth groups, cooperatives and consumer organizations, environmental groups, political or other action groups.
Now ain't it good to know that after so long, yes, we can all come together, share each other's views. Yes.
Some of what we will do to achieve our goal: strengthen citizen participation and the role of local organizations in national policy and decision making. Increase accountability and transparency in public institutions. Implement local government reform. Reform the justice system. Promote tolerance and respect for human rights and freedoms. Reform the Constitution. Strengthen public institutions to deliver efficient and effective services.